A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Black, Hispanic, and Native American people are more likely to be hospitalized due to the flu and are less likely to get an annual flu shot than white Americans. For the report, flu hospitalization rates from 2009 to 2022 and vaccination rates from 2010 to 2022 were looked at. The CDC compared demographic data from the three observed groups to similar data on white Americans. Indigenous leaders in Texas fight to keep natural gas pipelines off sacred lands. When Juan Mancius was a child, his grandmother told him stories from the high deserts across 1,000 miles to the sea, where they spilled across a vast delta teeming with life. There, Mancius' grandmother told him, the first woman was born from all the good things that washed down the river. And there, more than 60 years later, developers now want to build two export terminals, one priced at over $15 billion, to sell fracked Texas gas on international markets. Mancius, chairman of the Carrizo Comecrudo tribe, has spent his last year engaged in a global campaign to stop the liquefied natural gas, or LNG, facilities proposed for his people's sacred site. Supported by the Sierra Club, a coalition of indigenous leaders and local organizers have traveled Europe lobbying customers and funders that developers need for their build-out in the Rio Grande Valley, a historically marginalized zone along the Mexican border in Texas. This is significant. The only time we've seen this level of movement from financial institutions was at Standing Rock, say organizers, referring to the withdrawal of funders from the Dakota Access Pipeline following explosive protests from indigenous communities in 2016. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.